This podcast was brought to you by Optus Stadium, now taking orders for your next breakfast or lunch meeting.
Good afternoon, this is Jacinta Burton with your news headlines. By the end of the month, WA will introduce the broadest COVID vaccination requirements in the nation, with the unvaccinated to be barred from pubs, cafes, gyms, gigs and indoor entertainment venues. During a snap press conference this afternoon, Premier Mark McGowan announced plans to expand the state's current proof of vaccination requirements for those over the age of 16. From Monday, January 31st, the state government will restrict the unvaccinated from visiting hospitals and aged care facilities, all hospitality venues except roadhouses, takeaway stores and service stations, indoor entertainment centres, bottle shops, the entire Crown Perth complex, gyms, amusement parks, the Perth Zoo and music festivals. The new restrictions will apply to venues statewide, with businesses given just over a fortnight to adjust. Mr. McGowan said the rules, believed to be the broadest proof of vaccination requirements in the nation, were expected to be in place for at least several years. He said he wanted the public to be confident they were mixing with people who were vaccinated and reduce the risks posed by unvaccinated people. The Premier foreshadowed the introduction of the restrictions on Monday after warning the state government was drafting a policy that would make life very difficult for the unvaccinated and urged them to get the jab. The news comes as WA recorded two new local cases of COVID-19 overnight, as investigations into the source of yesterday's mystery case continue. According to the state's health department, one of the two new cases is connected to the Hyatt Hotel cluster, which began after a security guard tested positive for the Omicron variant. The other positive case is a household contact of a returned interstate traveller who recently contracted the virus. Both of the cases are in quarantine. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into how yesterday's mystery case was exposed to COVID-19 and what variant she has. So far, the woman's household contacts have tested negative. As of today, the vaccination rate stands at 94.4% for first dose vaccination of Western Australians aged 12 and over, with 87% of the cohort now fully vaccinated. More than 18% of those aged 16 and over have now received their third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. And in other news, US-based private equity group Blackstone has increased its bid for Crown Resorts for a fourth time, and on this occasion, the casino operator has signalled it will likely support the takeover. Blackstone raised its bid by 60 cents to $13.10 per share, which equates to an $8.87 billion proposal. Its initial proposal in March was pitched at $11.85 per share. It subsequently lifted its offer to $12.35 and then $12.50. Crown said today it was in shareholders' interests to discuss the offer further, and the company will encourage Blackstone to make a binding bid. If that happens, Crown said, its board would unanimously recommend investors accept. Crown shares on the ASX closed 8.7% higher today to trade at $12.65, valuing the company at $7.7 billion. And Troy Pickard, who served as Mayor of Joondalup, led both WA and Australia's top local government bodies and owned the Bucking Bull chain of fast food restaurants in WA, has passed away aged 48. Mr. Pickard was elected Mayor of the city of Joondalup in 2006 and was instrumental in the original proposal for the Ocean Reef Marina. He later served as President of the WA Local Government Association from 2010 until 2015, a tenure which coincided with failed attempts by the state government to amalgamate councils throughout metropolitan Perth. Albert Jacob, who succeeded Mr. Pickard as Joondalup's mayor in 2017, said the city was deeply saddened to learn of his passing. If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.
We understand that business relies on being informed. That's why Business News is your most reliable source of news, industry insights, and business connections. To stay fully informed, we encourage you to subscribe to our emails, flick through our magazine, and visit businessnews.com.au for daily news updates. It's the best way to ensure you have the information you need to be future ready. Business News. More news, more insights, more connections.